This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The word nerd can be a jab or a poke, usually used in a gently ribbing kind of way. Or it can be a self-descriptor, worn proudly to denote expertise or proficiency. NerdWallet, the company, uses it that second way, a one-stop site for financial expertise and advice. Tim Chen is the co-founder and CEO. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I have to tell you, we were in a meeting this morning, and we were talking about some of the stuff that's coming up. And I said, well, I'm talking to Tim Chen of NerdWallet here in a couple hours, and like three or four of the millennials in the room went, oh, wow, NerdWallet. Yeah, I know that company, which I thought was interesting that that was the gut reaction of that segment of the audience.
Yeah, it's remarkable. We reach 100 million people a year, but predominantly are known by millennials.
Do me a favor, would you, and tell me why this economy needs this company right now?
Yeah, money is complicated. You know,
yes, it is, man.
It is. And, you know, the thing that we try to do is we try to make it easier. I mean, by the time you have your first kid, you probably have 10, 12 different financial accounts. And how do you know that they're the best ones? So it's hard to stay organized and keep your budgets and all that stuff. So we try to help with those things.
Give me the origin story, would you, about how this company came to be?
Sure. You know, NerdWallet started as a spreadsheet. So my sister asked me for help finding a credit card, and I thought, I wonder what the answer to that is. And so my first thought was, let me Google that for you. So I was kind of surprised by what I found. I mean, it was a lot of marketing material, not much financial analysis the way I would think to do it. You know, I'd been working in finance at the time, I expected something like a spreadsheet. And so I quickly pulled together all the credit card offers from the biggest banks, and it got forwarded to a few friends. They forwarded it to a few more friends, and that's kind of how it started. Over time, we branched out into more products than just credit cards. So things like personal loans, savings accounts, CDs, but pretty much the same problem. It's just hard to figure out apples and oranges.
Which, and this is deeply, deeply cynical, but one has to imagine that the apples and oranges and hard to figure out thing is somewhat a feature of the system if you're a financial professional, not a bug.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, banks, their core business is building a relationship with you, often through something like a checking account, and then selling you more of their own products over time. And the products they have might not be as good as products you can find on the internet. Millennials are just used to comparing things. Even college professors, that's the one that really strikes me as an older millennial. Yeah, people don't really take college courses anymore without reading the ratings on their professors and figuring out which ones are good and which ones to avoid. Kind of mind-blowing.
That's kind of great, actually. That's a really good analogy. I want to do a very quick circle around to you and where you came from before you started this company. And I do it in light of the fact that we're coming off the 10th anniversary of Lehman Brothers. You're a hedge fund guy, right, who lost his job in the financial crisis.
Yeah, I spent my prior career as an investor analyzing which technology companies were going to succeed and which ones were going to fail. And, you know, betting our investors' money based on those hypotheses.
And how much do you think of your business success now is because people are scarred, I suppose, by that crisis that cost you your job?
Yeah, I do think that crisis had a big impact on the public's faith in some of the largest banking institutions out there. And I think it was concurrent with some other factors, such as, you know, this millennial shift towards offline to online and wanting reviews on everything. So I think those two factors really caused people to do things like comparison shop more actively and think a little bit more cynically about trusting everything that a broker or an advisor or a banker was telling them.
Tim Chen, co-founder and CEO of NerdWallet. Tim, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
There's a whole lot more of my interview with Tim Chen, including his time on the advisory board for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, until he wasn't. It's on our Corner Office podcast.